What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Today is the National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence. It's an annual day which provides a focus for schools who want to say no to bullying and to strengthen the everyday message that bullying and violence at school are never okay. We've made a lot of progress, but there is a downside. Teachers and parents have been so effective in reducing bullying behaviour in schools that it's gone underground, with young people who bully turning to covert methods to avoid detection. On the phone to talk about research into covert bullying is Professor Donna Cross from ECU's Child Health Promotion Research Centre. Good morning to you, Donna.
Good morning, Rodney.
What is your definition of covert bullying?
Well, actually, it's young people's definition. Young people say it's all those forms of bullying that adults don't notice. So it would be things like being excluded, having rumours sent about them, threats, or even, obviously, cyberbullying. So things that happen online that adults can't see.
And a lot of these things, I imagine, are the sorts of things that say, oh, no, that's not what I meant. They're getting a lot more skillful at avoiding detection.
Yes, I was just kidding, is usually the answer.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting about this form of bullying is that, sadly, adults don't see it as harmful as it is for young people. Our data suggests that these forms of bullying cause more harm than even being physically hit or being teased in front of other people, sort of the more overt forms. And largely it's because when a young person says, no, I've been left out, I'm feeling really distressed that I'm being blocked from my friends, adults say, look, don't worry, love, there's plenty of other people to play with. Now, of course, popularity is so important for young people and sadly more important than most things. So trying to help them reconnect with their friends is really important.
Interesting you say that sometimes parents don't actually pick up on the cues that their kids are trying to give them. Is there still that attitude amongst some parents that, oh, listen, I got a bit teased when I was at school, I wasn't hurt, and almost dismissing bullying?
I think there has been a bit of a normative effect where people say that bullying's probably good for you, toughens you up. But the evidence is absolutely the opposite. People who were bullied, and I'm sure listeners now, I bet you can remember the day it happened, what you were wearing, who the people that were there, and that level of humiliation, if it continues, if it happens again and again, and for 25% of children in Australia, it happens every few weeks or more often, that level of torment leaves lasting mental health and social health and even physical health problems for people who experience it.
You mentioned that the definition comes from the kids who are actually bullied, so you've obviously spoken to a lot of young people in this research.
We have 27,000 children, in fact, over the 15 years that we've been looking at this research. We spend a lot of time trying to find out what this looks like from a child's perspective, so a lot of focus groups and interviews. And eventually young people will tell us, you know, some of the more intimate ways that they're bullied, that perhaps adults, in fact, in one particular instance, adults just thought the children had lots of colds when, in fact, the gestures that were part of the bullying behaviour had nothing to do with colds at all.
98.5, I'm talking to Professor Donna Cross on the National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence. If we do notice that our children are being bullied, it's sometimes hard to get that message out of them. But if they can tell us about it, what can we actually do?
Well, Roddy, actually, one of the challenges, I think, for parents is just encouraging young people to tell them about it, because there's a lot of shame associated with bullying. And with that shame, young people clearly don't want to tell anybody, really. They'd like to keep it to themselves. But when it becomes overwhelming, they clearly need to. But the best way for parents to get their children to talk to them is walk shoulder to shoulder. Have these discussions, walking in the car, maybe, you know, in the evenings when they're sitting together in a chair, rather than kind of across the table where they're being eyeballed. And, you know, use triggers, use things that are going on in the television, something that's happening in the news as a way to kind of draw the conversation up. And then, of course, hopefully young people will feel comfortable enough that they can start talking about it.
And you've just released a new resource for schools to be able to handle covert bullying?
We have. It handles, we hope, well, certainly our evidence suggests, all forms of bullying, from the more obvious to the more difficult, like cyberbullying. It's called Friendly Schools Plus, and it's based on now 13 studies over 15 years, very large studies, as you would have heard from the numbers I mentioned before. And it's really our carriage of research back to the community. So as we find out something, we refine what we've previously made available to schools, and this is the latest iteration that really does try to give schools a lot more help with these covert forms as well as other forms.
Well, Donna, we want to thank you for the focus that you're putting on bullying and helping our kids sometimes when they don't even realise they need help, but it's a very big issue and it's not going away anytime soon, so we need to continue with it. So thanks for the research you've done and thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks, Rodney.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.